It would be like when I was like in Form 2, I went to a exchange into UK and I spent around a month there and I stayed with my host family. And why I call it most memorable because it was the first time that I go alone. I went alone on living in someone else's family, and I have to speak in English every day and night, and there's no one with me speaking in Cantonese, and quite an intensive learning I can call it. And it would be great if I can go there once again, because there's like cultural differences and also like it's kind of cultural clash. And then they taught me a lot of English slang, and then they brought me to cinema and their daily habits. I learned English through like living with them, have some any daily routine activities.
And then do you enjoy learning in this way?
I enjoy learning in this way rather than having class learning, like teacher teach you that vocabulary and you memorize it. That sucks. But then I like I'm talking to my host family, my host dad and host mom. Although they use a lot of terms that I did not understand, I will ask them to clarify, and they try to use more of those vocabulary for me to practice and for me to learn.
Okay.
That's more memorable than just basically memorize all the vocabularies in class.
And then what is your most memorable English reading experience?
I actually don't read a lot of books. I guess it would be the first book that I read would be in my English literature class, Pride and Prejudice. And why I say most memorable was like a lot of adjectives, and it's a very classic English novel, and then there's a lot of very good vocabulary they use, and I learned a lot of adjectives to describe people, describe environment, describe anything. So I think in general it's a good book.
Then when did you read this book?
Form 1, I guess.
Okay. And what do you get or what do you learn from reading this book?
I wrote a book reflection on it, and what I learned is I don't know, I actually didn't learn anything, it's just a story. But then I think it's quite interesting and amused to read how olden days people fell in love with each other by going to a ball and parties instead of like meeting, like we have nowadays. We meet like parties, food parties, and both, yeah, parties. It's so different from nowadays.